Okay, if you could come with us now, please. You're under arrest on suspicion of criminal damage.
Five women are arrested in July 1998 when they pulled up Monsanto's genetically modified crops from an Oxfordshire field. It marked the beginning of a direct action campaign opposing GM crops called Genetic Snowball. Today, at the High Court in London, the campaign ended with a final legal victory that restricts the use of laws against such protests. A solicitor from Byman's, Mike Swartz, acting for one of the women, Rowan Tilley, explains what the ruling means.
The defendants were charged with an offence under the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act, which made it an offence to commit what's called aggravated trespass, which is going on land and doing something with the intention of disrupting someone else's lawful activity. And what the ruling said was that there must be some other human, as it were, on the land to be disrupted for the offence to have been committed. In this case, there were GM crops being grown, and the court would require, say, a farmer tilling the crop, or a scientist taking measurements, or someone on the land or adjoining land for the offence to have taken place.
Speaking for the Crown Prosecution Service today, barrister Mike McGee said that such a ruling would open up a whole line of direct action not subject to criminal sanction. Is that true?
There's a whole range of criminal offences that people can and do get prosecuted under, and in this example they could have been prosecuted for criminal damage, and the prosecution chose for whatever reason not to use that charge. There's a whole bank of civil law that can be used. These wealthy multinational biotech companies have all the money that they could want in order to drag protesters through the courts as well. So there's lots of layers of protection for the biotech companies, and they don't need this extra nail in the coffin of freedom of expression and freedom of protest.
Does the end of the genetic snowball campaign mean that activists have now given up on GM crops? Rowan Tilley from the Genetic Snowball Campaign says not.
I shall definitely be supporting other people in local communities to take action, if not taking part in them myself. I'm partly waiting to see whether a charge is brought against me for an action that I did in Hereford, but I would say that it's very likely that I will.